Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 22nd of Zulqa'dah 1443, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Qur'an. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has revealed this Noble Qur'an as a lesson for all of us, for all times, all places. So today we are going to complete, insha'Allah al-Aziz, the surah and chapter, Surah Qamar. Our lesson is chapter 54, verses 41, right up to verse number 55 of this particular surah and chapter. To recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah speaks about the gay community, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala punished them. Inna arsalna alayhim hasiba. Indeed, we, Almighty Allah, uses the term we twice, and this is to highlight and to remember that as a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, majesty and glory, to show only he can do the sunrise, sunset, full moon on the 14th night. Inna arsalna alayhim hasiba. We send against them, remember this homosexuality, homosexuals and gay community, the pebbles and the stones. People know it rains water, yet it was raining stones upon them. Illa ala Lut. Except the people who are following Nabi Lut alayhi salam, Prophet Lot, L-O-T, peace be upon him. So remember that it don't mean family only. His own wife, remember, she is dispatched to Jahannam, as mentioned in the Noble Quran. So we see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the criteria is always Iman and Islam. Today's lesson, chapter 54, verse number 41. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ النُّذُرُ. And indeed it came to the followers of the Pharaoh. Al don't mean family only. When Imam Malik rahimahullah was asked in Medina Munawwara, who is Alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. So he said, Kullu man ittaba'a an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fahuwa min Alin Nabi. Every person of Iman, Islam, who follows the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immaculately, remember he will also be considered to be the follower and family in that sense. So Al can mean family and it can mean the followers as well. So yeah, Almighty Allah is teaching us the followers of the Pharaoh. So they were warned, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ النُّذُرُ. Several warners came to them. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam came, and Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam came. People who were there among them, they warned them also. رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. Quran Kareem teaches us that the person from the family followers of Pharaoh told them that these people are speaking the truth and so forth. Why don't we follow them? But when they were so proud and arrogant, that became the impediment and the obstacle for them. Therefore, they did not bring Iman, Allah forbid. كذبوا بآياتنا كلها. They are the ones who rejected our signs, our symbols. Remember one mistake people make. They translate here, for example, that they, the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, they rejected our verses. That's wrong. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam only received the Torah ba'da gharqi fir'aun, after the drowning of the Pharaoh. So therefore we should know that bi'ayatina ye will mean the miracles given to Nabi Musa alayhi salam. The stick, when he cast it and threw it, it became a serpent, and then it came back in its original form. Sanu'iduha siratal ula. Or, for example, he was dark in complexion, and then his hand was shining and glittering. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. So these are the symbols and signs that they rejected, not remembered the Torah. Because there was no Torah at that time. The Torah was only revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salam after they were drowned and humiliated. Kulliha, they rejected all the miracles. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, majesty and glory. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ. Subsequently, we seized them. أَخَذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. And it was such a grip of them, عَزِيزٍ, by the Almighty, and مُقْتَدِرٍ, the All-Powerful. Look at the word مُقْتَدِر. So you will see كَثْرَةُ الْحُرُوفِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى كَثْرَةِ الْمَعَانِي. That's the law of balagha, of rhetoric. That means that the more letters there are in a certain word, then there's more emphasis in the meaning. So yeah, Azizin, the Almighty Allah, and Muqtadir, the one who is very, very all absolute powerful. So that only, solely, exclusively is for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today when we see the zalims and the oppressors, that what they are doing in the land of Palestine, occupied Palestine, in the land of Kashmir, occupied Kashmir in India, and in the land of Syria and Libya and Burma and so many other places. So remember the dua we read, Allahumma khudhum, Ya Allah, you seize them, punish them. أَخْذَ عَزِيزٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. You decimate, annihilate and destroy them, Ya Allah. So these are the powerful du'as one should read, derived from the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So yea, in Makkah Mukarramah, they were these mushrikeen, idol worshippers. They used to worship 360 idols. Every day they changed the idol and worship a new one. Nevertheless, so Almighty Allah is asking them a rhetorical question. You are non-Muslims, you're rejecting the message and the messenger. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, referring, alluding to majority of them. And these people rejected Nabi Musa, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam. So what do you think? That you will escape? That you are better than them? A kuffarukum. So what you, the disbelievers of Makkah, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أُولَٰئِكُمْ, that do you think and consider yourself to be superior than those people, those who rejected Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, those who rejected Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, those who rejected Nabi Dawood, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, and all those prophets and messengers who came before, who came after them, and so forth. So because the address is to the people of Makkah now, مِنْ أُولَٰئِكُمْ أَمْ لَكُمْ بَرَاءَةٌ فِي الزُّبُرِ. Or what, do you have immunity? Bara'a, immunity. That you will not be punished. You are exempted from this rule. Do you have that? Obviously not. فِي الزُّبُرِ, in the scriptures, in the books that are written. So remember, they are not better. They are guilty of the same crime and worse crimes, because Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there right in their midst, and they are listening to the Quran Sharif being recited to them over a period of 23 years, and yet their pride and arrogance becomes the impediment for them. So what do they say? أَمْ يَقُولُونَ. Or what are they saying, these non-Muslims? So one side was the mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers of Makkah Mukarramah. On the other side, they were the Yahud, there in Medina Munawwara, the Jews. On the other side, there were the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. When you sit on the fence, you are committing a major offense. So remember the Christians, all of them, al-kufru millatun wahida. So the kuffara, one group, remember that. So what do you say? Am yaqulun, what are they saying? Are they saying, nahnu jami'um, that we are one coalition, one group, united group, muntasir, we will help and assist one another, we will defend one another. So take this verse and bring it in our times. So we see that what happened last year, that we see there were 48 countries, and they invaded Afghanistan. Afghanistan doesn't even have an army. And the Taliban, and what they did, they defeated 48 countries coalition, united force, they will say, and they all ran away with their tails between their legs, and they left behind 1 billion, 2 billion, how many billion worth of arms, ammunition. All this they did. So imagine how Almighty Allah humiliated these enemies of Muslims and Islam. So Almighty Allah teaches us, this is the system of Almighty Allah. So yuhuzamul jam'u, soon that your coalition, these coalitions will be defeated. Too many, to nowadays, how many of them are there? You see, the Arab countries, majority of them, they are now bootlicking Israel, bootlicking, remember, America, bootlicking the West. And Islam has become so difficult to practice there. They can just pick you up, arrest you, and tell you you are arrested without trial. Or they will tell you you committed this charge, that charge, this crime, that crime. All trumped up charges. So these are the coalition now. So yuhu zamul jam'u, soon these coalitions will be defeated, humiliated. Wa yuwalluna dubur, and they will take flight and turn on their heels. Didn't it happen in Badr? How they were defeated against all the odds. How the Jutlas and the Jews were defeated in Khaybar in the seventh year of the Hijrah. Badr was second year, Ramadan, and we see Khaybar was Muharram, and then we see the battle, remember, in Hunain. So all this happened after Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. So many places, and today we see it. I gave you the example of Taliban and the West and the coalition. So we must become true, devoted, dedicated Muslims. The problem with majority of us and Muslims today is we want to adopt an ideology, philosophy. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi, that we want Almighty Allah to be pleased with us, and Shaitan and Satan must also be pleased with us. So remember, that is a no-go policy, and that is something that will never ever be acceptable by Almighty Allah. It is a figment of our imagination to think that Almighty Allah will be pleased. Allah commands each one of us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa, enter into Islam in its entirety, in its totality. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of Satan and Lucifer and his progeny. So that is where we are going wrong. Please Almighty Allah, Allah Jalla Wala will let the creation be pleased with you sooner or later, majority of them. And if we want to please people and creation, we'll be humiliated by them, and Allah forbid, we'll be disgraced on day of Qiyamah also. Allah protect us all. So yuhuzamul jam'u wa yuwalluna dubur, bal is-sa'atu maw'iduhum, nay, the sa'ah is their appointed time. So what is the sa'ah? Sa'ah means the hour. So sa'ah will mean the sughra or kubra, the micro and the macro. The micro is when a person passes away, he or she, their individual qiyamah, day of justice has started. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. When a person passes away, then remember that he or she's qiyamah has started already. And remember that when the day of Qiyamah comes, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it in the Noble Quran, when the convulsions will take place, chapter 99, then everybody will know, even the land and sand on which we walk will bear testimony against us. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا, the people who are there at that time witnessing the convulsions and earth tremor and everything falling apart. Chapter 28, the last verse, verse 88. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah. He was, he is, he always will be. He is huwal hayyul qayyum, ever living, ever self-subsisting. He does not need anybody, anywhere, anytime. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla wala. وَلِسَّاعَةُ مَوْئِدُهُمْ, so remember that the sa'a, that is the earth, the time of death, the day of justice, that is the appointed time. وَسَّاعَةُ adha, and this day of Qiyamah, adha, is something very, very grievous, azim, very, very, a very, very great incident and event. But for majority of the people, it will be a catastrophe and a calamity. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, when you see the people on the day of justice, you will think they're intoxicated and drunk. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, but they are not drunk and intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ, but the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is very severe. Chapter 22, verse 2, all twos there. وَأَمَرْ, and is very, very bitter. So for us, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Allah, few seconds, few minutes, everything, we go straight from there into Jannat al-Firdaus. Read Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran. When we read Surah Al-Imran, then Almighty Allah taught us the wonderful dua, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. So these type of duas that are enshrined in the Noble Quran, we should be reading it abundantly, that Almighty Allah protects us, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on all of us. Therefore, these verses are revealed, not just for sawab, but to understand it, practice on it. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Now what will happen to the kuffar, the mushrikeen, all these people who are sane and mature and the non-Muslims? إِنَّ الْمُجْرِمِينَ فِي ضَلَالٍ وَسُعُرٍ. Verily the non-Muslims, they are astray and they were in astrayness. وَسُعُرٍ, in the furnace, the burning fire. Quran Sharif teaches us, فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. One group will be, remember, in Jannah and Paradise, and the other group will be, remember, in the furnace and Jahannam. اللَّهُمَ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ. 7 times after Fajr, 7 times after Maghrib is Sunnah, the hadith in Abu Dawood. So we bear, who are the mujrimeen? These people who belong to any faith before besides Islam, and remember that they are the ones who are sane, mature. Allah will not even allow them to mingle and associate with the Muslimin on the day of justice. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ, O you criminals, stand one side. How dare you mingle and associate with those going to Jannah and Paradise? What awaits them? يَوْمَ يُسْحَبُونَ فِي النَّارِ, they will be dragged, these non-Muslims, dragged, finnar, in the fire, Allah wujuhim, on their faces, turned upside down, totally humiliated, disgrace. And every time the whole body burns, then another layer will come automatically. كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. So the continuous punishment, the continuous process. ذُوقُوا مَسَّ سَقَرْ. You, all of you, taste masa saqar. You must touch the fire. You're going to stay in the fire, touch the fire. The fire will touch you, burn you. And remember, Almighty Allah used this word, zuqu. Yeah, is the plural. And the singular is used in Surah 44. Surah Dukhan. And there Almighty Allah used it for Abu Jahal. Verses 43 to 49 and 50. Dhuq. Innaka antal azizul kareem. So Almighty Allah is mocking Abu Jahal. You walked around in the gullies, alleys of Makkah and said that you are the chief and the mayor, the big shot. You are the aziz, very powerful, kareem, very generous. Now taste the punishment Allah is unleashing upon you. Allah protect us. Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar. Everything we created it biqadar. What a measurement. See our own height, our nose, our hands, our feet. Then you look at the rain, you look at the weather patterns. Sometimes one is sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah. One is qudratullah. Allah Ta'ala sends the floods, Allah sends the hurricane, the tsunami. That is the power of Allah. Otherwise, the system of Allah, everything is there with the measurement that He decreed. So, but He shows us His power also occasionally. Therefore, beg Allah for afiyah, safety, comfort, protection, preservation of Iman, Islam, and everything else that's good and permissible. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا, and our command is nothing, إِلَّا وَاحِدًا, but one word. كَلِمَةٌ وَاحِدًا, كُنْ بِي, and فَيَكُونَ, it is. كَلَّمْحِ الْبَصَرِ, like the blinking of the eye. How long it takes? So sharp, quicker than that, faster than that, is the command of Almighty Allah. If Allah wants today also, He can decimate, destroy the entire universe. That is Qudratullah. But Allah Ta'ala has a system, and the day of justice will occur on a Friday. But we're showing what Allah's Qudrat and power is. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكَنَا أَشْيَاءَكُمْ. Look at the word ashya akum wa ta'in. One is ashya'un shay'un, ashya'un. One thing, many things, several things. That is what a hamza. Yea, it is what a ain. Amthalakum. And indeed, we decimated, annihilated. Amthalakum, many nations and many generations. Similar to you. Fahal mim muddakir. Is there anyone to take heed, to take advice from you? وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوا. Whatever they did, the people remember that the actions they did in the brightness of the day, in the darkness of the night, فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ, is all recorded. Therefore, in Surah Kahf, they will come, what they'll say, that لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Every minor sin, major sin, everything recorded. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They will find everything they committed, the vices and sins are present there, preserved, documented. Today they speak of all this. First we used to have tape and recording. Then we went to CD. Then they gone to USB. And Allah alone knows what other gadgets will come. So remember that everything is recorded fi zubur, in the books. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. And every minor small incident, every major event and incident, مُسْتَطَر, everything is recorded, documented already in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, remember that. So they all met Allah. Therefore we believe in taqdeer, in destiny. Good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah. When things are in our favor, Alhamdulillah. When things are against our worms, fancies and desires, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Wa na'udhu bika min hali ahli nar. Ya Allah, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that we praise you in all circumstances and in all instances, and we seek your protection from the condition and situation of the people of Jahannam, ahli nar. So Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a mercy to the universe, to teach us all these wonderful, powerful, potent du'as and supplications. Innal muttaqeen fi jannati wa nahar. Verily the muttaqeen, people of taqwa and piety, fi jannati, they are in the gardens of paradise, wa nahar, in the streams and rivulets. Almighty Allah spoke of it, we did it already. Min labanil lam yataghayyar ta'amu, that the stream of milk, it will never change, the taste will always be there. And ram min khamri ladhatil lisharibin, alcohol, but not the alcohol that makes us drunk and intoxicates us. Nay, it is sharab and tahura. And then you see Almighty Allah speaks of min asalim musaffa, that the honey that is pure and so forth. And Almighty Allah Jalla Allah has spoken of so many streams and so forth and springs. All this the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Allah. So all may Almighty Allah grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. That is the dua we should be making. Ya Allah, you grant us Jannat al-Firdaus, and that is what we should aspire for. And the second one was, the next one was Wanharum. So mimma in ghayri asin, so the water will never get polluted. So water, milk, alcohol and honey, so all is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 47 verse 15. Fi maq'adi sidqin, there in the seat of truthfulness. So it means in the majesty, glory and sovereignty of Almighty Allah, in the malikin. So when you speak of today's prime ministers, president, you speak of kings. So King Malik, Malik so and so. But they king, then they die. Or they get kicked out. Or there's a coup and so forth. Allah was, is, will always be the King of Kings. Malikim Muqtadir. And he has absolute power, sovereignty. And remember that no one can remove his kingdom. He was, he is, he always will be. We bow down our heads, Ya Allah, out of your grace, your mercy, benevolence. We completed another surah, chapter 54. Accept it in your court, Ya Allah, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. And O beloved Allah, grant us tawfiq to complete the Quran Sharif many, many times, right till our last breath. Ameen, ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana, anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.